Hey, 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, as concerning making it known to them. Here we see in verse 2 again the contrast, how that in a great trial of affliction, the things that were unfolding at that time. Because of this, the abundance of their joy, and their deep poverty, abounded into riches of their liberality. Even though they were going through that particular time of conflict, yet they were able to assist other saints. For to their power, I bear record, yes, and beyond their power, they are willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive this gift of their liberality and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. With this. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord in covenant, and also unto us the stewardship by the will of God, following this direction. Verse 6, insomuch that we desire Titus that as he begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Well, why couldn't they do it on their own? That shows that the stewardship is absolutely necessary in order to continue to give to be the anchor. Stewardship is like an anchor. Okay, it keeps the church from going adrift. Right. And also the stewardship also brings the attention of the saints to the direction of the Spirit. Yeah, the direction of the Spirit. Okay, but Titus's presence was necessary. Verse 6, inasmuch as we desire Titus that as he begun, it was necessary for Titus to go there, even though these people were converted, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they had a priesthood, okay, but they needed to continue to be directed. Would he also finish in you the same grace also? Therefore, as you abound, and okay, there's the word abound there, verse 7, okay, which shows that Titus's instruction was wholesome. In other words, Titus was a good cook, okay, doctrinal cook. Okay, he fed them well. Okay, therefore, as you abound in everything, and this is what they're abounding in, they're abounding in faith. Okay, now this is what we're seeing here in Muzzle Bay. Okay, the saints here were paralyzed. Okay, for a long time, there was no mobility. It was just like a car parked in a driveway, but there's no mobility. But now there's mobility moving forward. Okay, therefore everything in faith and utterance and knowledge. Okay, in faith, okay, their faith was seen in their utterances, which has to do with their level of sacrifices. Their level of sacrifices. There you got the word utterance right there. Which in charity and knowledge. Okay, so it shows that Titus was giving them good wholesome meals. And in all diligence, there's the word diligence there. Okay, it has the application. That they were assembling. Okay, and your love to us, the government, see that you abound in the same grace also. And now Paul is saying right here, I speak not by commandment. This is his counsel, he says, but by occasion the forwardness of others. Not forwardness, but forwardness of others. And to prove the sincerity of your love. Okay, that the things which the Apostle Paul was sharing on his report about the Corinthians, okay, was in regarding their consistency, faithfulness, okay, to the covenant. Just as much as the saints here in Muzzle Bay are being observed, okay, by the reports that people hear and by the things in the blogs. Okay, there's something that's unfolding right here that's very rich, and it's, you could say the scent or the fragrance of this is reaching very far and beyond. For verse 9, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, okay, which is identifying the scent and this fragrance, okay, that is that though he was rich in his grace, yet for your sake he became poor in body. yea, that you through his poverty in body might be rich in his grace and his knowledge. And here I give my advice, Paul says. He knows that he's not dominating them, okay, neither is he undermining them, okay, but he is giving counsel of direction. Okay, for this is expedient for you, you know, who have begun before, not only to do, but also be forward a year ago, okay, in multiplication. Okay, your fruit, the fruit of your soul is being seen also in your acts and in your deeds. Now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be performance also all that which you have. In verse 12. For if there be first a willing mind, which is good, it is accepted according to that a man has in faith, and that according that he has not. Okay. For I mean not that other men be eased and you burned. Okay. That will show inequity. Okay. But look at the word he's using here in verse 14. But in equity, equality, equity. That now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want, and that their abundance also may be a supply of your want, there may be equality. Equality. Verse 15. As it is written, he that had gathered much and nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. Okay, of how God brings equity. Okay, within things. But thanks be to God, which put the same earnest care in the heart of Titus for you, and regarding this report, and also of the meals that they were eating. For indeed he accepted the exhortation, but being more forward of his own accord, he went unto you. And we have sent with him the brother whose praises is in the gospel to all the churches. Verse 19. And not that only, but it was also chosen the churches to travel with us with this grace. Okay, and you might want to highlight the word grace there. Again, this knowledge and favor, okay, and abundance, which is administered by us to the glory of the same Lord and declaration of your ready mind. A new perception being molded within them. Avoiding this, that no man should blame us in this abundance. Okay? In other words, people would look upon this as if that we were using religion to plunder. Okay? And people look at that way. They look at, if you ask for money, it's wrong. In other words, if you're a Christian, you have to be poor. No, that's not true. Okay, but that's the way the world thinks, because that's the way Satan wants them to think. But here, the Apostle Paul is talking about also taking great care not to have the appearance of, okay, as one's greed. Okay, blame us in his abundance, which is administered by us, providing for honest things. He says, not only in sight of the Lord, but also in sight of all men. Or men. Verse 21 or 22. And we have sent with him our brother, okay, whom we have oftentimes proved diligent many things, but now much more diligent upon the great confidence which I have in you. There's the word confidence and trust. Something was developing there, a relationship, a bonding. He was being developed, as the Apostle Paul is unfolding to us right here. A bonding of trust. Okay, whether any do inquire of Titus, but he is my partner. He's doing the things which, well, we have agreed on, and fellow helper concerning you, or our brethren be inquired of as concerning your credibility. Okay, well, they are the messengers of churches as the prophets, okay, and the glory of Christ, because they're also increasing things, they're confirming it. Verse 24, wherefore show you to them and before the churches the proof of your love, okay, and of our boasting in your behalf. It's the same thing today.
All those which are listening today, if you like to come in covenant with God, okay, if you you have to begin to seek God, you're going to have to also put aside the barriers of your former traditions and your mindset, and you're going to have to seek Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, okay, if you want to come in covenant with God. Okay, well, thank you for listening today, and continue to seek the Lord. His grace will abound towards those that seek Him out of a pure heart. And this is Apostle Eric von Ehrsick here speaking. Have a good day, and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.